Today is Thursday, September 5th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys graciously tune in and listen, and today is no different. I thought I wasn't going to make that intro in time, but I did. So let's see what today is. Let's see. We're just going to look here, and we're going to do it together. We're going to do it live. So we're going to look at national, at the website that I use. And we're going to see what is today. And I apologize to the person who doesn't like this. Today is National Cheese Pizza Day. And you can add a variety of cheeses. A few things about pizza. In ancient Greece, the Greeks covered their bread with oils, herbs, and cheese, which some believe is the beginning of the pizza. A sheet of dough topped with cheese and honey, then flavored with bay leaves, was developed by the Romans. The modern pizza had its beginning in Italy as the Neapolitan flatbread, etc., etc., etc. And, and herbs. So in England, they say herbs. And here in the U.S., we say herbs. And because I lived in England for a while, every time I see that word, I debate, like, you know, what should I say? Should I say herbs? Should I say herbs? Should I just call the whole thing off? But anyway, so there you go. National Cheese Pizza Day. So our end tables came in just about 10 minutes ago, and the delivery company brought them in, and they don't look as bad as I thought they were going to look. Well, they don't look bad. I mean, they don't look bad, but I feel like we've got a lot of different finishes in our living room. So I feel like we've got like a bohemian vibe going on, which is not really, I don't know. I don't know that we're bohemian, but because they're kind of a grayish color, and then the coffee table is black. And then my dad had built this entertainment center. It's not really an entertainment center. It's more of like a, I don't know what to call it, but it's a cabinet that he built specifically to hold my TV back when I was in college. And it's really nice, like really, really nice. It's got inset panels, and it's got really nice bronze, you know, pulls and all this kind of stuff. But it's a very brown color. So it doesn't go with the black and the gray and the, you know, whatever, whatever. And I've always tended towards darker woods before I met Mark, and, you know. So anyway, we have all this eclecticism going on in that room, and I'm just not sure. Also, there's a little bit of a hitch with the plugs, because apparently we have so many corded things that we shove the cords underneath our couch that not all of these plugs are fitting in the nice little cubby hole that they built. Anyway, but I don't know. I don't know what we're going to. I mean, I think we're just going to keep them, and, you know, we'll live with them for a year or two, and then eventually we'll buy, you know, new ones or whatever. Because we looked at like all of these end tables, and it's so hard. It just becomes this blur. And we narrowed it down to two or three, and I thought Mark liked those, and then we, you know, he always wants me to make the decision. And then we get home, and I said, "You do like those, right?" And he's like, "Eh, I'll live with them." And I was like, "No, you weren't supposed to say you were going to, you'll live with them. You were, you know, you were supposed to like them. We're supposed to like whatever it is that we get." Anyway, I keep saying anyway. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll cross that road, We'll cross that road when we get to it, I guess. I'm going to look here. Well, and I know I'm just kind of rambling today, and I'm like, oh, we'll do all this live. I don't know if I've played this voicemail, so I'm just going
to
play
it. G'day, Adam. This is Scotty, your Aussie Battler. And don't forget, today is Friday, the 30th of August. Wear it purple day. I know that you work for big, evil corporate America. So on your top 1% of the world's salary, I'm sure that you'll be decked head to toe in purple today, and that your company will be supporting all employees to do the same. Luckily, here in Australia, I work for the government, and so diversity is number one. Okay, well, I'm in the toilet at the moment, hence why it's echoey. So I better finish my paperwork and go. Bye.
So I thanks for the call, Scotty. You know, I, as much as I talk about national days and like what day it is, I didn't even notice that it was a day. I don't even know what National Purple Day is. So, I mean, I assume it must have something to do with pride because you were talking about the company being supportive and all this kind of stuff. Now I'm going to have to look up what National Purple Day is. National Purple Day. No, that's Epilepsy Awareness Day. And that's March 26th. I don't know. Purple Day. Purple Day. Purple Day. I'm looking here, Scotty. No, all I'm getting is epilepsy. I had assumed that you were talking about something relating to LGBT rights or something like that, or pride, or I don't know, something like that. But yeah, I'm not seeing anything about, let me just look here. I'm going to look on my website that I look on, and I'm going to look and see, let's see, da 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 da, days. I'm going to see what's listed on the 30th and see. There is nothing listed called National Purple Day. I've got National Toasted Marshmallow Day, National Grief Awareness Day, National Beach Day, National College Colors Day. That's all I got. So I don't know. But anyway, no, I didn't wear purple. And I apparently, I don't know, you're aware of some day that I'm not aware of. So regardless, thanks for calling, Scotty. So other than the new furniture that we're not sure whether we like or not, I don't know what to do about it. I mean, it doesn't look bad, but I don't know. Sometimes I just want to get, you know, for a gay man, you know, it's not like our house looks bad. I mean, I think our house looks fine. I mean, no one's going to, you know, put us in Architectural Digest or Home and Garden or anything like that, but we keep it tidy and we have somewhat of a style. It's just so eclectic, though. I don't think we've, like, found our lane, you know? But and I feel that way about my fashion as well. Like, I don't feel like I feel like I'm really falling into that, and I have been for years. That middle-aged guy, the best thing that I wear, or the thing that looks the best on me, is polo shirts. So I've fallen into this polo shirt and jeans sort of thing, you know? They're just, you know, dad bod, polo shirts, jeans, eclectic style in the home. I want a designer to come in when we get designers. When we buy our house, I want to have a designer come in and both of us tell him or her what we like and then pick out furniture pieces and stuff like that based on, because I suck. I mean, I think it looks fine. I don't think you would walk into our home and say, ugh. I think you would walk in and say, oh, this is a perfectly nice home. But I also don't think you would walk in and go, oh, that is so great. Let's take photos. You know, I want to be one. I want you to walk in and be like, who designed this? And the same for my fashion. Like, I keep thinking, oh, I'm going to use something like Stitch Fix. Or there are all these other ones. There are some that are designed just for men, and there are some, and I don't remember any of the other names of them. But the same thing for my clothing. I want to just sign up for a thing, have a person shop for me and buy me clothes and send them to me, and I can try them out or whatever. And I can be a little bit more varied in what I wear and more stylish. Because again, I think you would look at me and go, oh, he's an average guy, you know, he dresses fine. But I don't think you would go, wow, look at that, you know. So it is what it is, basically. Well, I have my trip coming up to California. I'm leaving on Sunday. So I've been sending out meeting invites for my team in California for next week. It's going to be full of meetings all day long, every day. Because I have to make the most of the, air quotes, FaceTime that I get with all of my team members that are out in California. Have to use that corporate lingo. And So I've been doing that, and I also I have not booked the flight to Seattle yet, and I don't know what I'm going to do because the flights went up, and it seems ridiculous the amount I'm going to have to pay now to get from Seattle to San Francisco to Seattle and then back to Arkansas for only like one day of seeing my grandmother. And she's worth it. I would hate for me to say, you know what, I'm not going to go because it's too expensive. And then she dies and I don't get a chance to see her again before, you know, before she goes to glory. But it went up again. So, and now I'm like, oh, do I go ahead and pull the trigger and just buy it? Or do I wait? Because some people say Tuesdays are cheaper if you buy your plane ticket on a Tuesday. But if I wait until Tuesday, that's only like 4 days before I actually need to fly, which is ridiculous. And, but if I do it now, it could go down. Who knows? Or it could go up. I'm going to end up renting a car. I already have a rental car. I'm going to end up extending my rental car and driving 16 hours to Seattle. And then on Sunday, you know, seeing my grandmother for a couple hours and then turning around and driving 16 hours back to San Francisco. And flying home, getting a one-way from San Francisco to... I don't know what I'm going to do. All right, for more episodes, sorry about the rambly episode, by the way. You can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.